Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Mark chapter 11 and verse 1 says, "And when they came nigh to Jerusalem unto Bethpage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples and saith unto them, Go your way unto the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never a man has sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do you this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met. And they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do you loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded them, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and strawed them in the way. And they went before, and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David, he that cometh in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when they had looked round about upon all the things, and now the eventide was come, he went out into Bethany with the 12. Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me? I am having a terrible time with my voice today. My most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I am your servant, I'm your vessel. Use me in whatever way, dear God, you deem necessary, and I am your servant. I will be obedient. Lead me, O God, to speak that which is glorifying. Anoint me, Father, that I might bring forth this word in a way that would magnify and uplift the name of Jesus. Anoint me, dear God, that I might bring forth this word in a way that would praise you and be pleasing in your ears, dear Lord, in the throne room of heaven. I ask, dear God, that you would anoint my heart, my mind, my soul, my tongue, my throat, my voice, dear God. And allow me to bring forth this word in a way that would not only magnify and uplift you and glorify you, dear God, but it would edify the body of believers, dear God, under the sound of my voice. And let all those, dear God, who can hear this word today, let them be blessed by it. Let your word, dear God, move out into their lives and change them. Dear Lord, grow them and bless them and nourish their souls and bodies. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and pray. Everybody said, Amen. Amen. You can be seated. Now, in most King James Bibles, when you open it up to Mark chapter 11, at the top of the page, not as part of the scripture, but at the top of the page, it gives an identification of what the chapter is going to be. And it calls this chapter the triumphant entry. Hallelujah. Now, if you don't have that in your Bible, we won't hold it against you. Now, it's called triumphant entry for several reasons. Well, actually, for one main reason. And that one main reason is because it is the time that Jesus went into Jerusalem to proclaim himself. But he didn't go in there and proclaim himself. He went in there and allowed others to proclaim him. Because I have to say this, because every time I talk about the triumphant entry, I have to say this. I love it. You know, when dignitaries come to town, when a dignitary from a foreign country comes to the United States, whenever he gets out of the plane and gets in, they put him in a limousine, a nice high-priced car, a car with a lot of luxury, and they bring him to wherever it is he's supposed to go. And when he gets out of that nice high-priced car, they roll out a red carpet for him to step on and to walk on. That red carpet signifies his dignitaryism, his dignitaryness. It signifies how big he is. Hallelujah. And he gets to walk on that carpet. And usually when he's coming into that procession, there is the roads are lined with people to welcome him and to celebrate him coming into town. This, my friends, is what we see going on in Mark chapter 11, verse 1. When Jesus comes into town, he is a dignitary coming in. Yes. He is coming in to let everybody know that the King is here.
Amen.
And not just the King, but the King of all kings.
Amen.
Is here. And he sent those fellas to go get that coat whereon never a man has sat. You might as well go ahead and say they went and got his limousine. And it was a brand new ride. Nobody ever drove it before. And Jesus got to ride, and they put their garments on him to make it comfortable, make it a luxury vehicle so he could come in. And when he came into town, Lord help my voice. When he came into town, they had lined the streets because who in the world let people know that he was coming? Who did that? I'm going to let you know, Brother Bob, you're right. I feel like the Lord led all those people to line the streets. Jesus came into a parade. And the Bible tells us in other places that when he come into town, they laid their garments down on the ground in front of him in the street. And not only that, the children came running in with palm leaves. Hey, hello. Waving those palm leaves and shouting, Hosanna, blessed be the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Somebody glorify me. And then they laid their palm leaves on the ground over the top. Jesus came in on the red carpet. No, he came in on the green carpet. Amen. But they rolled the carpet out before him. They rolled the carpet out in front of him. And Jesus came into town riding that limousine and marching to a parade in his honor. And riding when he got there, he got on that brand new carpet. But past that, and what he was doing now, he was riding, a king was riding into the holy city.
Yes.
Riding into victory.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I know some folks out there right now say, but Pastor, he was riding into his crucifixion. He was riding into his death. He was riding into his defeat. Exactly right. He was riding into his death. He was riding into his crucifixion. But let me tell you something, folks. He rode in on that limousine on a coat that's never been ridden, on a new carpet that's never been walked on. Hallelujah. And in a parade in his honor, riding into his death. But praise be unto God, what the devil meant for his defeat, God turned around into his complete and utter victory. Hallelujah. That's how I know that wherever the devil means for my defeat, God will turn it around. We should have sang, God will turn it around today.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. That song talks about how whenever the devil tries to bring something against you, that God will take what the enemy tries to bring against you and turn it around into your victory. Yes. Turn it around into your blessing. Psalm 23 says, he prepared the table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
Hallelujah.
Praise be unto God. I got to say it again. It's either my ADHD or whatever it is that's kicked into my brain, that OCD, whatever. I got to say this. Hallelujah. Bob didn't make fun of me. Hallelujah. Whenever the devil tries to come against you, the Lord will take his weapon and turn it around into your blessing. And when the word of God in Psalm 23 says, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies, he takes that attack. When the devil tried to destroy me, December 14th of this year, and tried to total my big yellow truck, oh, that done something to my heart. It come against me. But God turned it around to my victory. Praise be to God. God turned it around into my blessing because the insurance company gave me double what I paid for the truck 7 years ago. And I was able to buy a newer and better truck. And it's much better. A much better truck. Yes, ma'am. Much better truck for less money than what they paid me for the old one. And let me tell you something, saints. If you ain't rode around in Batman yet, y'all need to get in that truck and ride with me.
Amen.
Because God has been, whoo, that thing is amazing. It's a nice truck. I got people coming out, walking out to the truck when I pull in places and say, ooh, this is a nice truck. You know what that is now? That right there. The devil tried to kill me. Now I'm going to tell you how. Because when I looked at them headlights, they were coming dead at me. And we were so close. And I was doing 55 and he was doing 55. And we were so close, I could feel that steering wheel going through my chest. And I knew, this is it. This is over. And all of a sudden, it was like things froze. Time slowed down to a tick. Tick. And I saw it coming, and I reached up and I pulled the steering wheel over to the left. And all they got was just that little part of my truck on the side. And it was just enough to total it. But I'm still here.
Yeah.
What the devil meant for my... Go ahead, give God praise. What the devil meant for my destruction, God not only protected me from that destruction, but he turned it around. What he did was he prepared a feast for me. He prepared a banquet for me and sat me down at that table, then made the devil come up there and be my waiter.
Amen.
Ha! He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah! And that's what God did for the King of Kings.
Amen.
He walked into that place and the devil had already laid his plan in order. The devil had already brought it to pass. Things were going to happen that Jesus was going to be tried and murdered. And the devil said, that's going to be his end. I ain't going to have no more trouble out of him. I have won. He's defeated. It's all over and done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Jesus rode in as the king that he is. And he left as a corpse. And they put him in the tomb. And they sealed it with a stone. And he was there for 3 days. Not only was he there for 3 days, but my Bible tells me that he left that tomb, he left that grave, and he went down into Sheol. He went down into Sheol because Sheol, there in Sheol, there was a place called Paradise. And Paradise was the place where the saints of God who had come before Jesus came to the earth had gone when they died. Because they couldn't go to heaven. You want to know why they couldn't go to heaven? Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. They couldn't go to heaven because they had not met Jesus. So Jesus said, I got something to fix. So he went down into hell. Just outside of hell was paradise. They could see over into hell, but they didn't suffer. They were in the paradise. And Jesus went there, and for 3 days, he preached the gospel of Jesus. He preached the gospel of himself and him crucified, and then gave them all the way from Adam. 4,000 years of people being in that place. He gave them the opportunity, once he preached the gospel to them, to accept him as Lord and Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
Now,
thank you, Lord.
I don't know about you, but if I had been Adam or any of those fellows down there in Sheol, and he come in there preaching to me, talking about, accept me as Lord and Savior, and I'll take you out of here. Sign me up, Lord.
Amen.
Write my name in that book. Reserve me a room in that mansion in heaven. Hallelujah. That's what I'm going to say to him. And the Bible tells us that Jesus didn't take those people with him. He took the place with him. He took paradise out of Sheol and all the people in it. And he took that to heaven. Glory to God, glory to God. And when he got there, they were all there. And the Bible says that hell expanded to cover the place where paradise was. Come on, somebody. You got to be getting excited about something like that. When the Lord went there, you know, you can't come to, you can't get to heaven unless you accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Savior. Hallelujah. And all the people, he made provision. They were dead. They were in Sheol. And he went down to where they were and gave them an opportunity and brought them out. Somebody glorify God. You can't be dead enough. You can't be defeated enough. That the Lord can't bring you out in triumph. That the Lord can't bring you out in victory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he rode in as the king. Yes, they rolled him out as a corpse. But 3 days later, the thunder rolled. The lightning flashed. Hallelujah. The angel came and the earth quaked and the earth shook. Some Bible scholars say the reason that the earth shook and the earth quaked so hard was because that angel came from heaven and hit the ground so hard that it shook all the earth when his foot hit the ground. Hallelujah. And then that angel rolled that stone away, and the Lord Jesus come walking out of there. God had turned it around. Hallelujah, he turned it around. Hallelujah, he made a table before him in the presence of the enemy. Glory to God, hallelujah. When he turned the death of the king, he turned his death into his complete and utter victory. Come on, somebody. He turned his death. I didn't say it right. Didn't get y'all excited enough. He turned his death into your complete and utter victory. Hallelujah. Because when Jesus came out of that grave, he defeated death not just for him, but for every one of you too. You can come out too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when he comes again, it will be to the triumphant blast of Gabriel's horn. Hallelujah. The angel heralding the triumphant King of Kings. He will again come in triumph. He will again come into Jerusalem in victory. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Together, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Somebody glorify God. Somebody glorify God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And his church, his bride. Come on, I'm the bride of Christ. Let's say it again. I'm the bride of Christ. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. His church and his bride will rise triumphant and go to meet him in the air. Hallelujah. It's my favorite part. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Somebody, would you stand up with me today? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just got through telling you about the devil's attack on me. Back in September of 2017, he brought another attack against me. I'll tell you what, for 3 years in a row, in September, the devil tried to kill me using my health. 3 Septembers in a row. I went through sepsis 2 years before that, each year, twice. The devil tried to kill me. No doctors helped me, no medicine helped me. Sister Renee's prayers helped me. Because you know what I was praying? I was suffering so bad, I was praying, Lord, take me out of here. I'm done with this. Get me out of this. I'm tired of suffering. But Sister Renee prayed. Glory. And then when the devil tried to kill me with it, when he took my kidneys. Glory to God. He thought the Lord could shake me. Then put me through all that trial. Weeks in the hospital. Dialysis. I'm going to tell you what, I ain't never going on dialysis. It was absolute miserable existence. Glory to God. But my wife continued to pray. This church continued to pray. And blessed be the Son of God. He gave me a victory. He completely and utterly healed me. And he proved to us that it was him doing it. Because he told us he was going to do it. And then he did it the next day. Somebody glorify God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And not only, now I got something to tell you. That was a miserable time. But I can't tell you how much I rejoice every time I get to talk about the fact that my God healed me utterly of complete and total kidney failure. He healed me utterly. Somebody glorify God. He turned it around. He turned it around. He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Glory to God. But I ain't the only one suffering. Before you walk up in this altar today, I want you to lift your hands and start praising God for that trial. Start praising God. Start praising God for the victory, for coming out. And then walk up here praising Him. Hallelujah. Start walking. If you got troubles, if you got trials, if you're caught up in a situation you can't handle, you're caught up in a trial that you can't get out of, it's time for you to lift your hands and glorify God and come to this altar praising Him, thanking Him for that victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be unto Jesus. Praise be unto your name, dear God. Somebody glorify the Lord. Somebody magnify the name. Somebody praise Him, because He's going to turn your trial into triumph. Because He's going to turn your defeat into victory. Somebody magnify the Lord. Don't matter what it looks like. Don't matter how bad it looks. Don't worry about what the devil tries to tell you is going to happen. Don't worry about how bad people say this is going to be. You tell them, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I'm going to speak life. I'm going to trust in my God, because I walk by faith and not by sight. Yes.
He's going to take care of it.
Yes.
He's not slack concerning His promises.
Amen.
He's going to do it.
Amen.
He's going to do it. And all the things, Donna, Amen. That you've been Amen. Praying for, God's got it.
Yes.
God's got it. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank God that he's got us.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sister Virginia, the Lord just gave me a word for somebody in this service.
Come on.
We used to say this all the time back in the early days of this church. God spoke it in a message to this body of believers. He said, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. Somebody needs to get that in their spirit and understand you've got to be faithful to God and wait for him to be faithful to you.
Hallelujah. 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 This has been a good service today, y'all. God's spirit's been all over this place.
Hallelujah.
If you ain't got a hold of none of it, it's because you ain't reached out for it.
Come on, somebody.
Come on. Now, if you're ready, he's ready to give it to you.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's close in prayer, but before we do, Mason's going to lead us in a five.
Yes, child.
I'm going to be one.
Yesterday.
That's awesome. Right.
Your right hand for me. And we're going to repeat these words after me. You say, Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for my sins.
I know you died on the cross for my sins.
And you rose again the third day.
You rose again on the third day.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Make me a new Christian.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, a Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.